from the book tonight. Mm.
I'll visit Governor Brown, be there next week.
Be sure to tell him, call to be sure to report.
Boy. Hello?
Senator Dirksen on 90.
I've got an idea that I think's pretty good. One, I'm going to send that name up. So y'all get, he's been confirmed once. He's got a perfect FBI, except some liberal outfit saw him back in 40, early 40, and he wouldn't have anything to do with him, resigned from it or something. But he's a good man, and I wish you'd get a statement. And I talked to Mike. I don't think you need to even tell him about a meeting, but just say you talked to me, because they may have ought to brought him. I talked to him on the phone. I didn't know that he was going to... I was going to do it, and Harry gets things mixed up, and I don't want to hurt Mike's feelings at all, but just tell you, we talked on the phone.
Yeah.
And Harry said he tried to get his boys to meet in the morning, and I wish you would, because Doug Dillon is not well. He wants to leave. We don't want De Gaulle and the rest of them not to have Secretary of the Treasury here, and the first, and so he's been confirmed once, and I'd like to do it. Now, the second thing I want to talk to you about, I've got a good, independent Negro that I'm giving serious consideration to for the FCC. They don't have any on any boards. And they want one for the Federal Power Commission. I don't want to put a Negro over there because he has to deal with too much Southern stuff. The Negroes have a lot of radio stations and have a lot of television. This man's name is Howard Woods. W-O-O-D-S. He was on Kennedy's Equal Employment Opportunity Committee. He's an independent. He voted for Johnson, but he's voted for Republican aldermen, and he's come out for Republican candidates, and he supported Republicans and Democrats. He's an independent. And he meets, according to Katzenbach, he meets the provision of the law without any question. I wouldn't ask you to agitate for him, but I'm having the FBI look at him pretty carefully. And I've got to appoint some Negro to some place, because they just haven't been appointed to a single commission. And we can't put them in the cabinet. And that's one of the things that's given us so much attention. So you put down Howard Woods.
And where's he from?
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
He's a border state. He runs the big Negro paper there.
Oh, yeah.
And he was on the Equal Employment Opportunities Committee. And Roy Wilkins is strong for him. And Wilkins is one of the more conservative of the Negro groups. So I may send his name up. I'm considering it. I just wanted you to know about it.
Okay.
All right. You don't see any reason why a Negro shouldn't be on one of the commissions,
no,
do you?
But if you have to, that would be preferable, I think.
What I'll do, just between me and you, I believe I put him FCC. I can't put him on federal power,
no,
because
you do,
I could move you. I could put him on FPC if you'd move your man over to FCC.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to put your man on federal.
Oh, Baggy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think he can provide leadership on federal power, and
you,
that's where he ought to stay.
On FPC,
all right.
By
all right.
The name.
Okay. Now put out Howard Woods so you can tell your boys to be for him if I select him.
Okay.
Bye.